Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team. Had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on the bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers wrong. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your crown, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, but it's on me. Royal dreams, royal dreams. I'm riding through the mud, there's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 19th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as any explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister got a very powerful show scheduled for you. We're going to talk about the current, you know, what's going on, if you want to use that term, with the Life Management Center here in Dallas, Texas. I also want to talk about the current age or the Aeon, the new series that starts this Thursday. We've got so much stuff going on. I got so much stuff going on. So I want to thank everybody so much for being a part of what I am expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today. So we want to talk about the current vibration in the air, the current frequency, the current wave, the current vibration that's being expressed, exposed, and expanded by the forefather. So you should be picking up all of this good prana. You should be breathing in all this good prana, all this good air, all this good frequency, all of these good waves, all of these good vibrations. If you this is March Madness. This is March. That means moving forward to March. We are marching during March. This is the month of March. So we are marching. This is the age. This is the aeon. This is the god of humanitarian intellectual revolution. Now, you should jump on board of this, or you should get on board with the frequency of the wave of the vibration that is being expressed, exposed, and expanded by the forefather. By the big G, by the prime creator, by source. This is a remarkable time, my brothers and sisters, to be on this planned net. And hopefully you're as excited as I am about just being alive. Just the fact that we are able to walk around on this planet and exercise the three P's, that's a part of the seven P's, which is this age. Now, I don't know if you really over, under, and understanding that water of life, this is the age of the water bearer. So in the hierarchy of the Christos, if you will, there is something that is mind-blowing that is taking place that I'll be sharing for the rest of this year, especially with the new series that starts on Thursday as we talk about some very esoteric stuff that's extremely dangerous, but it's extremely liberating because now, for the first time, not the first time, but the first time in our lifetime, or the first time in this cycle, there is a transit, that there is a current, there's a currency that allows each and every one of us to know them by their fruits. By their fruits you shall know them. So the three F's of faith, fruits, and freedom is this age. We are in the age of faith, we're in the age of fruit, and we are in the age of freedom. This is the age where every one of us are able to isolate according to our instinctive recognition of the existence of a spiritual development or the spiritual development of mankind into the God kind. This is the ability for you and I to inherit the spiritual hierarchy or our spiritual righteousness or our spiritual Christos or our spiritual place. Each and every one of us now have three things. We have purpose, we have process, we have progress. Now, I want to go through those three things that we have been revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, that I've been revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying for the last 20 years. But now there is, and there's more gnosis that's being released because the water is being poured out upon all flesh. And so now we live in the age where there are no quote-unquote gurus. There are no quote-unquote masters. Now we're living in the age where each and every one of us have the ability to express, expose, and expand our true individuality. Each and every one of us is a part of the I Am. We're part of this illumination because now this gnosis, this water, is being poured out upon our flesh. I am that I am. So you are part of the true I Am. This is the interplay of the energies that's being released. As we talked about before, we were in a different age. We are now in the Assyrian age, and we're coming out of the Assyrian age. I remember we talked about this yesterday. We were in the Lemurian age. Then we went into the Atlantean age, and now we're in the Assyrian age. And we're leaving the Assyrian age, and we get ready to go into the fourth age that we're going to be talking about starting on Thursday. As I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify again, the second of the seven series that we're doing that's based upon my book, The Ontological History of Mankind and Planet Earth. This is seven series in the book, which we talked about before, which is $250 for members, $500 for non-members, to join in the seven sevens, which is the Smita. The over understanding of how the entire planet so works, so you can know where we started, you can know where we are at, you can know where we are going, because it's all written in the stars for you to over understand. It's written inside of your biology for you to over understand. It's written inside of kingdomology for you to over understand. So it's there and it's available, and I want to make sure that I am a part of revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, because this is a part of the apex of all of the advanced mental evolution or an intellect that's being downloaded into your spirit right now as we speak. Now, for each and every one of us, our individualization is a part of a group. So you have individual purpose that should connect you with a group purpose. So there's no more long rangers. So we're all a part of a bigger system. So your job is to find your individual purpose and then take that individual purpose and then connect it with the group purpose. And then the group purpose connects it with the kingdom purpose. So we are all establishing the kingdom of God on earth. Now, the reason why this is just so mind-blowing, and I'm so excited, as we talked about, again, over the weekend when I was in Dallas and we were talking about the Life Management System or the Life Management Center, which is going to be a cistern. It's going to be the first pay, if you want to use that term. You know, my daughter is establishing that DDA, or her Dynasty Dance Academy, and I'm assisting her with doing that, and I'll be doing my classes there. And we met with some clients there, a great couple there as well, who, again, and there's a lot of opportunity for everybody to establish a water cistern or something that carries water. because this is a part of the astrological sign of the age that we're in, which is the age of Aquarius or the age of enlightenment. Now, the dark side of enlightenment is ignorance. So this, you have the ability to align your mind with God's design. That's what we're in. So right now you have that potential. So Aquarius, or if we want to use that term, now remember, these are terms that was placed up on an aeon by a man. These are not biblical. These are not spiritual. These are not terms that I'm just using them as a point of reference. So I'm not. This is the. I'm a part of the Church of the Water Bearer. That's my religion, if you want to use that term, because that has to do with the water carrier. So the word water. Now this is inside of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, where the Bible breaks this down as well. So every great age is predictable and identifiable. Let me say that again. Every great age is predictable and identifiable. So right now we have cisterns that hold no water. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Let me pull that up. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. So that way you can have the biblical proof or the biblical reference for the age that we are in. Now, we also know that the Bible says that in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 21, Luke 17, verse 21, when you see the man with a pitcher of water go into the city, follow him. Now, let me make sure you understand, because remember when Yahushua came to the woman who was at the well and she didn't have no water. This is the water age. This is the water symbol. So Jeremiah 2:13 says, my people have committed two sins. It is my prayer that you have not committed these two sins. Number one, they have forsaken me, the forefather, the spring of living water. Notice the water is living. It's not dead. And they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. This is the fountain, if you want to use that term, of living water. Now, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13 is a profound scripture for establishing the aeon. Now, remember, in all of the ancient texts, the word G-O-D is never used. The word L-O-R-D is never used. The word is A-E-O-N. And so we got to get back to the forefathers' language, because if you use the words of Lucifer, you establish the world of Lucifer. So the Luciferian words establishes a Luciferian world. So I use the word of the forefather, so I can establish the world of enlightenment of the sons of the forefather. This is the age of sonship. This is the age of daughtership, if you will. This is the age, the word in the ancient text for water bearer is cistern. It talks about in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 13. So the word bearer means cistern. It says he carved stones. So right now the age is the age of cisterns. You are a cistern because the body is made up of 80% water. Now, I posted on my Facebook page a great article that hopefully you had an opportunity to read that talks about, and I've done the show already on the mystery, if you want to use that word, of water. What is water? Do you know that water has properties that defies all chemistry and all physics? Can somebody explain to me how and why does ice float? Now, think about it. Ice is frozen water. That makes ice heavier. But when you put ice in water in a glass, the ice will rise to the top. If you don't believe me, just take a cube of ice, get a cup of water, drop the cube of ice in the water, and watch the cube float to the top. Also, hot water freezes faster than cold water. Water can change states. Water can be liquid, water can be solid, and water can be gas. There's very few chemicals on the planet. Now, water is not a earthly, it doesn't have earthly origins. Let me put it that way. Water comes from the sky. Does it not? So water falls from the sky. Now, I know it evaporates up from the ground and goes up to the sky, and then it comes back down. But my point is we're in the age of water. We're in the age of purpose, process, but it's group. It's no more individuals. There's no more lone rangers. So you should be a part of a group or an organization or start your own. So we're getting away from focusing on, you know, orgasms, and now we're focusing more on organizations. This is the age of organizations. This is the age of intellectual revolution. That's why the old paradigm is falling off. The old guard, that you cannot put new wine in a old wine skin. Now, I have to make some statements that today that's going to hurt your theology, I understand, but let me make sure you under and understand. Right now, the frequency that's been released by the sun is changing humankind into the God kind. It has taken control of Gaia. Right now, Schumann resonance 7.8, that's the lowest. That's not the Earth's resonance. That's the fallen Earth resonance. The Earth should be resonating at 43.2 hertz, 43.2. But we're only at 7.8. That's how low we are. So the vibrational frequency of the Earth and you and everything is going to return back to source, 4-3-2. Not 5-2-8-4-3-2. All instruments used to be tuned at 432, and then they was changed to 440. Why? Because that derivals the DNA. So we're in the age of 432. 4 + 3 is what? 7. I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but last time I checked, 4 + 3 is 7. 7 + 2 is what? 9. That's the age of completion. That's the age that we're in. That's the vibration. You should be vibrating. The Earth should be vibrating at 43.2 hertz, not 7.8. But everybody believes and everybody thinks. Now, again, I'm going to give you the proof. I'm going to break it down for the rest of this year. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be destroying the yoke. We're going to establish that mankind is turning into the God kind. This is the age of the sons of God to take their rightful place. This is the age of enlightenment. This is the age where the destiny of mankind is turned into the destiny of the God kind. This is the age of revolution. This is the age of revelation of the truth, not a version. This is the age of the expansion of the Christ consciousness. This is the age, my brother, this is the age, my sister, where there is infallible and immutable proof where a third grader can over-under and understand that the big G has spoken. This is the age, my brothers and sisters, where your purpose establishes your process, and your process leads to your progress. So if you're not progressing, I know you don't have no process, because your process is more important than your product. Now, you may be focusing on your product, but you may be in love in your product, but I'm not in love with my product. I'm in love with my process, because process trumps product. Process equals progress, not product. If you want to profit, you need a process more than you need a product. You will have a product, that's guaranteed. But you need to fall in love with the process. So let's say you hate the process of making hamburgers, but you love the product. So every day you hate getting up and going to Mickey D's, but you love eating that Big Mac. You got a conundrum. Because your dog is not going to hunt, because you can only do processes that you hate for a limited time. You can only fake the funk for so long, brother. You can only fake the funk for so long. So eventually, the real you is going to pop out. Now, I know a lot of good actors. I'm one of those. I'm a retired actor. So you can act, or you can be an act, you can react, or you can be authentic. You got a choice to make. So we're living in the age where authenticity replaces the astrological pattern. and establishes your specific power. So Pisces was a feminine water sign. That has been, that's the old paradigm. And it's really interesting because the feminine energy was still oppressed, even though we was in a feminine frequency. It was suppressed by the old guard. What do you think they want to do now? Do you think the old guard is going to release and let the feminine water sign that should be represented by a goddess instead of a god? Why do we have male gods and there's no female goddess? Why are all the figureheads masculine and they're not feminine? Why is Hebrew a masculine name with this confidence? Why there is no vowels? We're going to break all that down so that way you can over understand. Because the ancient Hebrew people who are known today as the supposedly the Jewish community, they understood that because they came out of the age of Aries, the ram, first. And then after the age of Aries, they went into the age of Taurus, the bull, and Molech. And then they went into the age of the two fish. Notice there was two fish. And what were they doing? There was circling. It represents the age of confusion. Two fish is going around circling, chasing each other. It's like a dog chasing his tail. But now we're not in those ages anymore. Now we're in the age where the water is being poured out upon all flesh. The scripture that your young men will dream dreams and see visions. This is the age of enlightenment. This is the age where you take your purpose and you establish a process that leads to a progress that develops a product. And that's what I'm doing with the Life Management Center and with the Life Management course along with the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Now, you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, that sounds good, my brother. But you know what? We need something scripturally to assist us with over understanding what you're saying. So that way we have a sure foundation based upon, you know, the scriptures. And I understand that as well. And so when we look at John chapter 4, verse 7, let's break down something that's very, very, I haven't heard taught. I don't know if someone has broken it down before, but there was a Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, verse 7. Let's start with verse 3. Now, we've already read Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. They said that my people have committed two evils. One, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Life is always associated with water, because water is a gift of God, is a gift of life. Now, water is one thing that you can't, you have to have living water. You can't just have any kind of water. The water must be able to do something for you, and we're going to break that down here in John chapter 4, verse 7 through verse 14 as we talk about the story of the Samaritan woman, because it talks about something that's extremely important, that's extremely huge, that we will be breaking down for the rest of this year, so that way you can make sure that you're drinking from the fountain of living water, that you're drinking from the water that brings forth eternal life. Because there's water that you can drink that doesn't do anything for you, and then there's water that you drink that does. And in the natural, not only biblically speaking, but also in the natural as well. So I drink distilled water and I drink lime. Now I posted on my Facebook page where it was scientifically proven that key lime juice destroys cancer cells because of its acidic rate to cancer, but it tastes acidic, but it's alkaline to the body. Now that is just basic nutritional proof that has nothing to do with what we're getting ready to discuss that talks about the intellectual revolution that is taking place so that way you can understand the power of purpose. That gives you the power of a process that allows you to have a progress for you to move forward, for you to evolve. This is the age that we're in. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you should have faith. That faith is going to produce some fruit. And that fruit is that fruit that you're producing is going to allow you to exercise and to have something called freedom. So if you don't have those three F's, then that means you're drinking water, but it's not living water. You have dead water. Now, we got to make sure that everybody's drinking the right water. So let's go to John chapter 4, verse 7. John chapter 4, verse 7 says, "When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said unto her, give me a drink. His disciples had gone into the town to buy food." Verse 9, "You are a Jew," said the woman. Again, very important. "You are a Jew," said the woman. "How can you ask for a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." So we're out of, now remember, we're in the age of Assyrian right now. Where the Assyrians, and remember, we broke down the root races, and we said that the black people, we had our quote-unquote chance and charge, because blacks, if you want to use that term, are green. They're called the Houthi. They're called the green ones in the ancient texts. So the green ones was before the Assyrians. So that the green ones was known as the Atlanteans or Lemurians. Then we have the Assyrians. Now we get into the glorified ones. This is the next age that we're going into. Lemuria, Atlantean, Assyrian. Now we're going. Jesus said we don't know what we shall be, but we're going to be like him. This is the age of the glorified beings. So let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you got it, because the lady tells you're from the old school age, or I'm from the old school age. I'm a Samaritan. You're from the current age of the Assyrians. We can't hang out. That's what she's telling them. He's saying that these two ages don't mix. These ages are eons. Because remember, in the ancient text, there was no personification. Energy didn't take on human attributes. A hammer was a hammer. It wasn't a male or female. You can't genderify a tool. But that's what we did. So we humanized frequencies and waves and vibrations. So when you humanize a energetic unit and you put it into a quote unquote a human being, or you make it into a tree, or you make it into an animal, or you make it into a zodiac sign, if that doesn't change its energetic frequency, you just dumbed it down, or man just dumbed it down. So the ancient text talks about a sub-science that's not taught anywhere on the planet, or at least especially among most African-American circles, and most circles for that matter. And so now we've personified we've dumbed down the vibrational impact so that way now it doesn't have the impact, because we humanize something that can't be humanized. But that's what we did. That's what they did in the Council of Nicaea. So verse 9 says, again, John 4:9, "You are a Jew," said the woman. "How can you ask a drink for me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews and Samaritans do not associate." Verse 10, John chapter 4, verse 10. Extremely important. John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is asking you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you a drink, if you knew." See, you don't know. Well, we don't know. We have been taught. We personified, we've personalized, we've humanized God. We put him in a box. And we make God a person, a place, or a thing. God is not a person, he's not a place, and he's not a thing. Now, that's what we've done. But if you go back, again, I'm not making this up. You can look it up in the Septuagint. You can look it up in the text of the Septuagint. You can look it up in the cuneiform text. You can go to India, you can go to Egypt. You can go to the Smithsonian. You can go to any ancient document. You can look at the Nag Hammadi text. You can look at the Emerald Tablets. You can look at the Dead Sea Scrolls. You can look at any text. It wasn't until 1611 that Constantine overstood, that he needed a way to keep people controlled in a box. So what do you think is going to happen now that we're making the transition? There's going to be another Constantine moment. And if you fall for that moment, you stay in the box. Now, again, the box is good. You got food in the box. You got clothing in the box. You still, you know, you're in a box. You're a slave. But, hey, Master, he treats you pretty good. So Yahushua is saying something like you. He's telling the Samaritan, if you only knew who you was talking to. He said, if you knew the gift of God and who is asking you for a drink. So my question to you is, what is the gift of God? Answer, knowledge, gnosis. My people pass for lack of knowledge. Because he says, if you knew the gift. So what is the gift? The gift is that she don't know. She's ignorant, as is most folk. Since we are ignorant of the true esoteric meaning of the biblical text, then we can't drink of the living water, according to the text. How do I know? Let's read John 4:11. Sir, the woman replied, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then will you get this living water? So the woman looks at Yahushua, looks at Jesus and said, hold up, doubt. So you're telling me I shouldn't be drinking water from a well. You're telling me that if I knew who you was, I would be asking you for water. You ain't got no pail. So the woman personified. She dumbed down what Yahushua said. Remember, Jesus only taught in parable A. He only taught in parables. So the woman was thinking physical, material, the way every reverend, doctor, bishop on the planet does. Jesus, Yahushua, was thinking metaphysical. The woman was talking about a physical water in a physical bucket, and Jesus was like, oh, she don't know, man. She don't know who I am. She think I'm a dude just walking around with a freaking pail trying to get some water. And she's talking to the freaking living God, and she has no clue. And so Yahushua was like, oh, man, she don't know the gift. What is the gift? The gift is the ability to interpret scripture. That's the gift of God. Now, I know very few people. I haven't counted very many. I can count on one hand the number of people who have that gift. Very few people have the gift. Now, I'm just grateful and thankful that I got it because it's a gift from God. Now, last time I checked the gift, it's like gifts are given. So can I take credit for the gift? No. I'm just thankful that I got the gift, and I try to share the gift with as many people that I can. But guess what? If you don't have the gift, if the forefather don't open up your eyes so that way you can see that the father is not the father, he's a watered-down version of the original father, then you're stuck like Chuck, and nobody can do nothing for you. So the woman, I mean, if you read verse 11, it's profound. Now let's go to verse 12. So the woman is telling her, hey, dude, you ain't got nothing to draw water with. The well is deep. You talking about you're going to give me some living water, and you standing before me with no pail, no bucket, and you can't even get no water. At least I got a bucket, and I got a string that I can drop the bucket down there and get the water. You talking crazy. That's basically what the woman was telling him. Then verse 12, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did his son and his livestock? So the woman is like saying, Jesus, come on, dude. So you're going to walk up to me. You a Jew, supposed to be greater than me. I'm a Samaritan. Yet you ain't got no bucket. You ain't got no water. And in fact, you don't even know where you at. Because my father, Jacob, this is his well. This is you on my property, dude. Like, my brothers and our livestock, we all drink from this well. We got water. You don't. So how in the world are you going to come up on my property? It's like somebody coming to your house, going into your kitchen, telling you that your kitchen is whack. The food you got, I got a better kitchen, I got better food, but they walking into your house and they got nothing in their hands. And they telling you that they got something better than what you got. So what are you going to do? Obviously, you're going to look at them and you're going to be very confused because she's like, did you bump your head? Because how are you going to come to me with nothing And you think, I already got land. I already got a well. My father owns it, in fact. Me and my brothers, we come in, we get water all the time. Even our livestock drink water here, meaning that the livestock has more rights to this water than you do. But look at verse 13. Look at Jesus' response to the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. In verse 13, Jesus said unto her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Oh, man. I'm trying not to get excited. Let me drink some water, because otherwise I'm going to start yelling and screaming. And I know, you know, Brother J. Money, he don't like when I start preaching. Okay. Okay, I'm good now. I've calmed down a little bit. So John chapter 4, verse 13 says, Jesus said unto everyone who drinks this water, the water that I just drunk, you're going to be thirsty again. Now, as a individual on this planet who drinks water all the time, I know that the water I just drunk, like I'm already getting thirsty again, and I just drink water. So I can verify that the statement is true. The water that we drink every day, it doesn't quench our thirst forever. It's temporary. So Jesus is talking. Now remember, this is the gift of God. I wish I had the power to impart this gift to every person on the planet, but I'm not God. Now I try to be, you know, I love people more than they love themselves. And I used to cry. It used to hurt, man. It used to hurt because for 20 years I've been carrying this around and I couldn't talk to nobody because everybody just had Jesus Christ been crucified. And 90% Negroes still got it. And it's sad. It hurts, but it is what it is. So I can't change people. As I failed miserably trying. So just like Jesus, I was saying, this is a gift from God. If you don't have the gift, the only thing that you can do is get on your knees, do like I did on January the 1st of 2009, and say, if you real, you need to show up and show me, man. If not, then I'm going to go hang out with the devil, because at least he pays good. Because this is whack. At least if I show the devil, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to get in a lot of fights, and I'm going to, you know, at least I can go out and procreate. So, yeah, the devil pays good. Unless you pay better. And thankfully, the forefather showed up on January the 1st of 2009, and he changed my life. Now, I don't know what you got, brothers. I don't know what you got, sisters. All I know is I'm reading from your Bibles. And I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that if you don't have this gift in this age of the intellectual revolution, which is a spiritual revolution, it's spiritual intellect. It's not physical. Jesus told the woman. The woman said, I got a bucket. I got a water, and I got a well that my daddy owned. What you got? Jesus said, if you knew who I was, you'd be drinking water from me. See, we don't know, man. We walk around, and we think we know. We read the Bible, we think we know, but we don't know. It's evident, because why? We ain't got, number one, no faith. Number two, we ain't got no fruit. And number three, damn sure ain't got no freedom. Especially if you're melanated. You're a slave, whether you want to admit it or not. So how do we get out of slavery? The way we do exactly what Yahushua was trying to tell the lady at the well, which is the same thing I'm trying to tell you, which is the same thing I've been trying to tell for the last 20 years. Verse 13, again, Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Verse 14, you should write this down. You should memorize this. You should put this on a plaque in your house. You should write it on a 3x5 card. It should be in your car. You should put it in your freaking wallet. Everywhere you go, you should have John 4:14 memorized. If you're a member of the Kingdom Midnight Training Center, you should have John 14 memorized. If you call yourself my friend, if you're my friend, you should have John 14 memorized. If you don't know John 14, then John 4:14, then we can't hang out. We're not friends. John 4:14, but whoever drinks the water I gave him will never thirst again. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to eternal life. It's a shizness about morality. It says eternal life. Now, I didn't write the Bible. I would like to take credit for it, but I didn't. It was here when I got here. It's going to be here when I'm gone. Now, that verse of scripture, I'm going to share something that There is a Japanese anime movie about a true story about a young lady that I'm concerned because this lady was found dead at the same hotel that Asa Quali was found dead. This is a true story that I'm going to share during the private during the private message that I'm going to share this with you that I'm like I said before, people who teach this, they come up dead. They come up dead. I'm going to share this now. And once you hear the name and stuff, there's a Japanese anime called Dark Water. It's a Japanese movie or anime. It was directed by Hideo Nakata, Hideo Nakata. True story. It's a true story. Now, everybody knows Aleister Crowley. At least most people know Aleister Crowley. Everybody knows Bill and Melinda Gates. Everybody knows the Gates, right? They have something to do with this story that I'll be breaking down in the next series as I talk about the true ontological history of mankind and humankind and their plan to make sure that humankind never evolves to the God kind. Man, I've been saying this for years. People who are at the top, you cannot get to the top unless you have done the seven seals that I have in my book, The Seven Seals of Satan. That is the only way you can be Oprah Winfrey. Or that's the only way you can be Jay-Z. That's the only way you can be Kanye West. That's the only way you can get to the top. You cannot. That's the only way you can be the British royal. This has been going on for years. This is not new. So what I'm going to share, and I can't share it because remember, when I share this stuff on this channel, they always delete the show. So I've had about three or four shows deleted because I said it over this venue on Blog Talk. So I can't say what I know on this venue. We got to do it on the private pay-per-view. All I'm simply saying is that you do not want to miss the new series that starts on Monday, as I'm going to share with you what John 4:14 really, really means that I'm kind of saying without saying today. The water that we got is not real water. Now, I can use physics. I posted it on my Facebook page today, so you can go to my Facebook. Now, remember, I can prove everything that I say biologically. I can prove it biologically. I can prove it cosmologically, and I can prove it kingdomology, meaning using ancient texts. Three different proofs. Why? Three-stranded cord can't be broken. It's not easily broken. So I always have three proofs before I say anything. Because I already know there's going to be some knucklehead out there that say, well, I don't see that in the Bible, brother. So I already know. So that's why I already have it covered. That's why I'm reading this out of John 14. I'm reading this out of the Bible. So let me make sure you understand what it's saying. Let me read it in the King James. John chapter 4, verse 14. King James. But whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Out of your bellies flows rivers of living water. It's an inside, outside job. As I've been saying for 20 years, the kingdom of God is within. Christ eternal within the body. Anybody who do not believe that Jesus Christ came in the body is not of God. That's what all of these scriptures inside of your Bible. But yet you're still looking for Christ outside the body. That is a gift of God. Men, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. A man cannot discern spirit. Only a spirit inside the man that's given to that man by God can discern God. God only recognizes God. Game, recognize game. A non-God cannot talk to the forefather. Now, he can talk to a little g, but he can't talk to the big G. The big G doesn't recognize or hang out with nor communicate with little g's. He only deals with, again, this is called the sea of energy. Now, in physics, this is called frequency resonance. Now, I talked about royal wife yesterday. I posted that on my Facebook page. So that way, again, that's the proof using Dr. Raymond Rice, Royal Raymond Rice, the Rice machine that he developed in what, It's on my Facebook page in early 1900s. He matched the frequency of any disease. He elevated the frequency and poof, the disease dissolves. You match the frequency of poverty, and if you elevate your thoughts, poof, poverty dissolves. Ignorance dissolves. The only way that you can vibrate or draw fear, doubt, and unbelief into your life is if you are on fear, doubt, and unbelief's frequency. So what John 4:14 is saying is talking about something that just blows the imagination, because it's talking about what God promised and what God has dedicated. Romans 8:3, Hebrews 10, Isaiah 53:10, Revelation 6:7. All of these we'll be discussing during the private pay-per-view session starting on Thursday. Again, cost for members is $25 if you just want to attend the audio. If you want the 600-page book and my notes, yeah, I'm not giving that. That's $500 for non-members, $250 for members. You don't need it. But if you want that extra stuff, okay, you can get that as well. But if not, I'm breaking down the metaphysics of Romans 8:10, when it says, when Jesus is called, or where Jesus is called, the Lamb of God. I'm going to break that down, what that means. And John, it's all throughout the Bible. There's many, especially John 1:29, where it talks about the Lamb of God. And this over an understanding of what this has to do with the water of God. Now, I did the series already, which is going to be included, the series that starts on Thursday, like I did the last series where I included a 3-hour series. This time I'm including a 6-hour series for free, along with the other 7-hour series. Now, I did this series about 5 years ago. It's called the Metaphysics of H2O. Now, in that series, I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified that water is not water. This is the hidden metaphysics of H2O. The word water is mentioned 719 times inside of the Helios Biblios, or inside of the Bible. So we're going to break down the word meta, which means before or beyond, and the word physics. So this is before, so water is something that takes you before or beyond physics. Because again, water is something. That's why in all of the movies, when there's a monster or Dracula or whatever, they would sprinkle holy water on them. Because water takes you beyond the physics. So what Jesus was telling the woman at the well, what I got takes you beyond the physics, beyond the physical. But everybody I know, they can't go past the physical. That's a gift. That, according to the scripture, that's a gift from God. The ability to understand the metaphysics of the spirit, or the invisible substance that is before or that is behind. Remember, everything is a symbol. The Bible, Jesus said, parable, doesn't mean symbols. He said that for them, he taught exo. But for you, he taught esso. Exo, outside. Esso, inside. So if you got the outside meaning, that's great. That's for the Gentiles. The Gentile, the word Gentile means genitals. Let me say it again. The word Gentiles means genitals. One more time. Genitals. That's low vibration. It's the body. So the land flowing with milk and honey is not a piece of dirt. The land that's flowing with milk and honey, that is your body. There is a chemical, biologically, that's released inside the body called colostrum. What does it look like? Milk and honey. Talking about the land that is flowing with milk and honey. And it's talking about, again, the gospel. Take the gospel. The 12 disciples represents the 12 cranial nerves. And the 12 cranial nerves, they take the gospel, they take the gospel throughout the land of the Gentiles, and they preach it to the Gentiles. That means that your big head should override your little head. That's metaphysics. A man cannot interpret that. That's only revealed by the forefather, You cannot overstand that. I didn't read that in no book. That was given to me by the forefather. That's the father of the father. He's the father of fathers. He's the king of kings. He's the lord of lords. He's the prince of priests. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the alpha and the omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. He was before anything existed. He don't have no name. He can't put no name on God. He's unnameable. He has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. The Revelation says that his name, Revelation 6:7, his name is the entire word of God. His name is the entire word. And we're trying to dumb him down to five letters, four letters? That's ludicrous. This is the age of the intellectual revolution. You should be intellectually superior. Because your father is intellectually superior. The water that he drinks, the water that I drink, it gives you eternal life. So I don't operate inside of space, inside of time, inside of mass, as we broke that down yesterday. Now, this isn't something mystical. Time is a man-made. Time was made up by the Greco-Romans. They change time every day. I'm in Central Time. What time zone are you in? How can we have different time zones? Who determines the time zones? That's a man-made construct. Time is man-made. The only thing you got is the present. There is no such thing as past or future. You got it's just the present. Present tense. Because if I wipe your memory, you don't remember the past. And we don't know what's going to happen in the future. All we know is what is today. Present. Substance is just this whole thing to do with space. Regardless of distance, as they prove it in the book, by Dr. Greg Braden, the Isaiah effect, that talks about what you do in New York happens instantaneously in California. You can go around the globe. What I'm doing in Texas, if you're listening to me in Bumbuck, Egypt, it happens instantly, regardless of distance. That's called quantum entanglement. You can prove that using physics. The Father is, he's all-knowing, he's all-power, he's all-present, he's all-simple, he's omni-benevolent, or all-love. You have those same attributes. That's eternal. Your ability to operate, again, in eternity, mass and matter, because that's data. As I said before, data is matter. Matter is data, and data is matter. So if you change your data, you change your matter. That's why we call mind over matter. So the word water again is mentioned 719 times in the Bible. And the word, and we know that water is made up of hydrogen and oxygen. But before there was sun, before there was stars, moons, earth, animals, man, or anything, water existed. The metaphysics of hydro. Genes, that's where we get the word genetics, where we get the word genes, and where we get the word genesis. This is about your genes. And I've done many shows on oxy, O-X genes, and hydro versus hydra. Many people, in fact, most have hydra, which means multi-headed snake, a hydra. Hydra. They don't have hydro. They have hydra. Why? Vowels. Remember, away, according to the Bible, jots and tittles. Those are vowels. You take out the A-E-I-O-U. Hydro. Oh. Hydra. A. Changing jots and tittles. Why? To prevent you from entering into heaven or the kingdom. Remember the word kingdom is not a physical place. We looked it up already. It means basileia in the Greek. That means a mental disposition. Of what? Dominion. That's called freedom. That comes from fruit. That's maintained by faith. Faith means your brain is submersed in the solution, not the problem. Your brain is immersed in fear. That's not faith. God has not given me, I don't know about you, but he ain't given me a spirit of fear. That's what it says in 2 Timothy. This is inside your Bible. So why would you supposedly know God, but yet you operate in fear? Oil and water, those two, they don't mix. You either got faith or you got fear. Which one? You can't have both. But I know a lot of people who want to have both. They want to say that they got faith, but they operate in fear. They scared their own shadow. You see, when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Why? Thou art with me. There's only two. There's 225 scriptures in the Bible that says that to be in Christ. So John chapter 4, verse 14, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. You're drinking the wrong water, brother. You're drinking the wrong water, sister. You have to drink the water. And we're in the age of the water bringer, the water bearer, that's here to establish a cistern. So since the Father is doing this, the anti-Father has to try to do something to offset what the Father is doing. And what is the anti-Father doing? Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1 says, come all of you who thirst, come to the waters, and you without money, come buy and eat. How are you going to buy something you ain't got no money? You without money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. How do you buy something without money and without cost? Let it marinate. Let's drop down to verse 11. Isaiah 58, verse 11. The Lord will always guide you. The Lord will always satisfy you in a sun-scorched land, and he will strengthen your frame, and you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. It's an inside-outside job. I don't give a flying beep about how much money you got. It ain't about money. It's how much internal revelation you got. You got a relationship with the Father, the forefather. See, out of your belly flows rivers of living water. It's an inside-outside job. So it doesn't matter about money. It doesn't matter about anything. You can buy, you can sell, you can eat, you can do anything you want if you got an internal revelation that overrides your outside demonstration. Right now, your inside revelation may not override the outside demonstration. That's why it appears, because we are believing the illusion that, okay, we haven't connected with source. They say that God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. So since God has given it to me, that means that I got it. Regardless of what's going on outside of me, I'm going to look on what's going on inside of me. Brothers and sisters, we are living in the age right now of love and wisdom. This is the age of your soul's perfection. This is the age that you're supposed to do something. That's found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Let's close with Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Now, remember, you want to memorize John 4, 14, because that's extremely important as you move forward in this aeon or this age that we are in, because there's a lot of people who will not have that gift of God, which is the ability to understand the inside, the esoteric meaning. Everybody got the outside, the exoteric, but only sons and daughters of the Most High who hear his voice can interpret, because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So you may be talking to somebody that's not spiritual. They will not understand a word you're saying. They're going to think you bump your head. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Remember, you don't need no money, because guess what? The Father knows what you have need of before you even ask. What you need is faith. Your brain has to be immersed in that I have everything that I need for life and godliness. I know it. I don't wish. I don't hope. I don't dream. I don't beg. I don't cry. I know. My Father owns a cattle on a thousand hills. I know everything that I need. I don't have to. I know it. How do I know? Ephesians 4, verse 12. Let's start with verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Verse 12. Ephesians 4:12. To equip the saints for works of ministry and to build up the body of Christ, verse 13, until we all reach unity in the faith. Where are we going to reach unity at? We're going to come together where? How are we going to come together? Unity, faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's what we're going to unify. We're going to come together in substance that used to be hope. So I used to hope for $1 million. Now I have $1 million. So we're going to come together in substance of hope. It's not about whether you have a physical $1 million in the bank. It's about whether you got a mental disease of $1 million. That's how you come together. So the group, this is about the group purpose. This is about a group process and about a group product or progress. So the group cannot progress or progress, and the group needs, the group must have a process, and the group must have a purpose. So if the group has a purpose, the group can now establish a process. Once the group establishes a process, then the group will have a progress. And then they can go on to get a product. Then they can go on and make a profit. Then they can go on and establish prosperity. Then they can go on and they can end up with peace. They go home every night and sleep like newborn babies because they got purpose. But their purpose establishes a process. They are in love with the process. That brings about a progress and makes them evolve. You can't evolve unless you are in love, that you are elevated, that you are E-V-O-L, turn it around, L-O-V-E. That allows you to progress. So we come together in unity in the faith and in the knowledge. No, that's not what it said, Brother Will. We come together in morality. No, that's not what it said, Brother. We come together and we sell chicken dinners. No, that's not what it said, Sister. We come together in knowledge of what? Knowledge of the Son of God. As we mature to the full measure of the stature of Christ, nobody wants to mature. Nobody's read Hebrews 6:1. I'm still trying to figure it out. How come nobody wants to mature? How come nobody wants to go on to maturity? Can you explain it to me? You see, until a perfect man, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, what is it? It says the full measure of the stature of Christ. What is that? What is the full measure, brother? What is the full measure? Oh, you got a quarter measure. You got a half measure. Oh, you good. Life is good. You, your foe, and no more, y'all balling out of control. Everything's off the hizzle, foe, shizzle. You're good. But you could be gooder. You surely is not your goodest. The full measure, brother. We're in the age of the full measure. I don't know about you. I'm going to die empty. I'm leaving it all out on the field. I'm oscillating, vibrating on my full level. I'm going to achieve my full potential. Good is not good enough for me. I'm a chief performance. I'm interested in making you perform at your maximum, your peak performance. I'm not interested in performance, peak performance, brother. Peak performance, that's the full measure. The full measure, brothers and sisters, is the full measure. That's the perfect man. You measure, when you measure, when you meet the statue of the fullness of the Christos, henceforth, you will be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine by the sleight hand of man. But you will be speaking the truth in love so that you may grow up into him in all things, which he is head of, even Christ. That's our Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. The fullness of the Godhead is found bodily in Christ. Your job and my job is for us to grow up to become mature. We are in the age of spiritual adults. This is the age of everybody get a chance to grow up spiritually. Whether you want to grow up or not, you have to grow up or you have to exit stage left. That's the vibration that has been released. That's what I'm doing at the Life Management Center with my Life Management System, is raising and creating spiritual adults. I had to grow up, so you got to grow up too. So, brothers and sisters, if you need assistance growing up, you need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because guess what? This is a group effort. Nobody gets left behind. When I was in the Marine Corps, that's one thing I loved about the military, man. We all, everybody crossed the finish line. Whoever was the weakest link, we all gathered around the weakest link, and we sent our vibes of love, joy, peace. We elevated the weak link so that the weak link started to vibrate in the full measure, in the full potential, in the full measure of the stature of his potential, which is in Christ. That's what I'm building. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm a part of. Oscillating and vibrating at my highest possible good. Oh, I'm good right now. Life is off the hizzle for shizzle. Everything is great. But there's a lot of room for improvement. A lot of room for improvement. So every night I lay down, I have one intention. Every morning I wake up to operate at my peak performance, to operate at my maximum. I'm going to max out. That is the astral energy that is emanating with this new sign, if you want to call it that. And that is the water bearer, which means water carrier. This is the living sign because it's carrying living water. So everybody has been affected with this new potency. It is a potent force that allows you to establish a new coherence. And the whole brotherhood of humanity is raising it up to divinity. This is the age, my brothers and sisters, of the water bearer. When you see the man with a pitcher of water enter into the city, follow him. Brothers and sisters, I'm the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. He has a name written on his thigh that no man can mouse. May his son bless you. May the Ruach continue to lead you and guide you, because he's the teacher, not me. May the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you or try to limit you or depress you or oppress you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
I knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay.
pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can't be